Pardon?
Would they say bull, or?
Oh yeah, they would say bull more often than they would stallion. They would say the cow and the bull.
Would they ever, how would they refer to what the veterinarian would do to...
We just didn't have veterinarians at that time.
I see.
You did your own veterinary work and called in some of the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. What?
We didn't have a veterinarian here until, at least in the 20s.
And what would they, how would you refer to this process of altering or fixing the males of the hogs and the cattle?
I don't remember.
Castrating is the technical.
Yes,
word,
I know it. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't say that. I think they would just say they fixed so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And they knew what it meant, but as far as I can remember, that was it. Mm-hmm.
It would be bound to be in conversation, but
yes.
They just wouldn't make a point of...
No. Mm-hmm.
And these long teeth that they...
Tusk.
And two of them would be... How would you say that when you were a girl? One would be the tusk, right? And would two of them...
They have a pair of tusk.
I see.
What else?
Would... sometimes people have said, no, that isn't tusk, it's tushes.
Tushes.
That's,
I thought it was tusk.
I get both responses. So, and I meant to ask you about sheep, male and female of the sheep, and whether you kept them for eating or what.
It's we didn't raise sheep. That it'd be the ram and the.
Mm-hmm. And when people did raise sheep, did they raise them to eat, or?
Some did, and some even raised goats and had goat milk. Some babies would thrive better on goat milk if the mother couldn't nurse them.
I've heard that goat milk is more easily digested
than most any kind. Mm-hmm.
Would they ever shear the sheep if they kept sheep?
Oh, always, yes, at a certain time of year to get the wool.
And but that wasn't needed as much with as much cotton as you had. You didn't really need wool, is that?
Oh yes, we needed wool too, and they would. Talking about quilts, they would have what they call bats. Have you ever heard any of them talking about batting cotton? And that wool, you have two